Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What advantage does that give you coming into training camp, having played that high level of basketball so recently that you can kind of hit the ground running?
I think it's always great to play, you know, first off, represent Germany, but...
I'm sorry to do this, and I can be overruled. He's boring the hell out of me.
Oh, no!
I'm just like, he's... I want to hear him talk, but he's just doing it in a way that is absolutely putting me to sleep.
Well, he's tired.
I'll let it ride. God damn, wake me up when he's...
European championships is always great competition, and I think it's great. You always get better. It's better than every practice, you know, and so the games was good, exhibition games was good, and always fortunate to do it.
Dennis, what makes this a good fit for you with Doug's offense? What makes this the right place for you?
I think just playing with pace, defensively picking up 94 feet, bringing, you know, intensity on that end, kind of that dog mentality, offensively playing with pace, sharing the ball, move the defense side to side, and I think that's how we play with the national team, and we had a lot of success that way, and I hope that we can come together as a team doing the same things, and it's going to be really, really hard to stop us then.
Dennis, to your point about defense, how important is it for you to kind of set the tone at that end and help that become part of this team's identity?
I did it my whole life. That's how I started, you know, became a chance. I think 11 years ago, my second year, because I picked up 94 feet and changed the game. That's a part of my game, you know, and I always try to do the right things for the team. And defensively, I think we can pick it up another level. And that's the reason why I'm here, I think.
And Doug was that kind of guy too. Just to follow up, Doug was that kind of guy too. How much have you enjoyed your conversations with him? What are your biggest takeaways from talking to him so far?
I mean, it's great. You want that dog mentality. You don't really have to change. Conversation's been great with him and Scott. And that's the reason why I chose this organization, because I think they want to head into a direction how I want to play. And
Dennis, coming into it, seeing that, you know, they didn't live up to expectations last year, and this year you're going to be a key piece of, you know, changing things. Is there any pressure on yourself coming into this season to change things?
I mean, basketball is it's my hobby. You know, I made it into I can help my family, feed my family. In basketball, sports, I don't think it's pressure with me. Pressure is when you're 15 and your dad passed away and you got to see how your family is get food on the table. So at the end of the day, that's it's basketball, and I enjoy it. I play it. You know, I give everything I have. If it's not going my way, it's not going my way. I'm going to keep working. It's never pressure.
Hey, Dennis, you were really outspoken about some racial things that happened in the Nationals right there. Did that change your focus or anything, you know, as far as your play on the court?
No, not really. I mean, it made me go harder and win the title for Germany. I think everybody, my teammates, they supported me. They was there. They wanted to win it because of that as well. Because of our coach, you know, who was really sick and sacrificed his life to be with us. And I think those things, you know, tied us together, and we just went out and compete on the highest level.
Amen. This is too dark. We got coaches sick, risking their life. We got dads dying. Like, I'm Dennis. I'm really excited you're here, Dennis. But I'll talk to you after you get a nap.
By the way, I looked up the first one I can find. Shane Coe, 6-carat VVS earrings, $13,000.
I think it's really cute that you're pretending that you don't know what all of this terminology means.
Well, I know what the terminology means. That doesn't mean I have them.
This is VVS. What could that be? I don't know.
I know what
you loaned Dennis your earrings, man. It's fine. He's probably worried about something happening to him. Okay. All right. Hold on. Full disclosure here. Keegan, Keon, Dennis, 9 minutes and change.
Yeah.
Scott, 11. Mm-hmm. Doug, 11. Domas, 5.
Come on, man.
50.
Hey. All right. So. Let's just do it right now. Prize Picks is good to be right. Make sure you put in the promo code KIFM when you put in your first $5 lineup. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Put in promo code KIFM.
Yeah.
You go to PrizePicks.com for more details. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. More or less, 5.5 times he gets over 10 seconds.
5.5 times less.
Okay.
Less.
Jesse, you want in on this? 5.5 is the number he goes over 10 seconds.
You said it's 5.5?
Yeah.
I'll go less, too.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'm going to go more.
School. I'm going to go more, too. It's first
day. I'm
going to
go more.
Domas part happy.
I'm living on the edge here.
You're going more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the less.
Mm.
I'm taking the less. I did. So I did skip forward because James said, so I skipped a little. Oh, I only skipped 22 seconds. James said someone cussed at the beginning of his clip, but I don't. I think it was. I don't know if it was just in the background. I'm not sure. So
some professionalism.
Yeah, Jesse, don't go anywhere. We'll figure this out together. Okay.
Nice, Deuce. Don't take a lap, Deuce.
I literally skipped right to it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wow. The nerve. Hey, Deuce has been around the game for a minute. You think? Wow. That counts too. That counts as Deuce cussing on this show.
Dave may not think so. That's hilarious. He skipped right to
literally. So I'm watching him talk.
Play it twice more, we'd be fine.
Like, no, I'm gonna get past the first question because Ham said it was at the beginning, and so I got past the first question. Which, I mean, by the way, question and answer got to 22 goddamn seconds.
I get it, though. Like, DeMar said that earlier, and it's like, how do you paraphrase what DeMar said? You just kind of got to say it.
You just
kind
of got to say it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, you just got to say it.
You just got to say it.
That's freaking Deuce.
Don't say it again, dude.
Hey, guys, I fast-forwarded it, so I think we're fine. Clip immediate plays. Oh, no.
That was hell of fun. Like, right there, right at the moment.
It's amazing. What a loser.
Dame just led us to the edge of the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I was quoting.
Yeah.
How did you process last year, just like looking ahead?
It definitely was tough. You know, I feel like a lot of us, especially for me personally, went through a lot of new experiences for the first time, you know, throughout a season. And, just learning how to deal with it, you know, move forward. It was tough because no one knew who was staying, who was going to be here, you know. And, we just tried to do the best we could.
Wow, talking about 16. More. Wow.
Clarity that you were looking for this offseason to know things were going to be okay.
Scott's done a great job of making it clear of how he wants to play, how he wants his organization run, and what to believe in. And you know, it aligns with a lot of the players here. So that's a really good start.
Oh, 11-4-9.
Dennis is fantastic. He's been proving it, you know, in FIBA the last couple years, you know, doing amazing things, you know, and apart from having a high IQ who can get all of us, you know, in the right position, you know, he's also going to go out there and guard.
Can you explain how difficult it is to do what he's done, winning all those European titles and then MVP? This is
what he's done the last 4 years. How do you explain NBA terms? I don't know. Three-peat and being an MVP, you know? Basically.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Jamal, still under 10. Somewhere to changes in the offense and, with Doug coming back. Mm-hmm. What's that going to look like in terms of, comparatively to what you've done?
He's going to want us, to be all over the floor. It doesn't matter if I'm a five-man. I can be out on the three-point line more. Spacing, he wants just to make it more difficult for teams to guard us, using me a bit differently than I have been using in the past.
Not even 15-7.
Initiating easy somewhere, money. Maybe doing it in different places, different spots. On the
exactly.
Floor.
Little things like, if I'm the dunker, space out instead of being there, trying to make, the big guard not a non-traditional way.
Dolph, you spent the last 2 years traveling the world with Doug. How do you help him sort of be the
How many are we at right now?
We're at three. He needs three. Six.
He needs six. We're at three. There's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the video.
It's gonna be tough.
Sorry, three AC, minutes. There's 3 minutes and 20 seconds left.
We took what did we take the over? The more on?
The amount of times he would have an answer over 10 seconds.
More. I said.
Okay.
More
yeah. All right. So yeah. I think, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's got three. That last one was only 7 seconds.
Oh, this was tough. Okay, this is tough. Come on Domas.
Some shots up.
I feel like it's definitely a bit tough for him. He's been the fun, cool assistant coach for a long time, and now he's gonna have to be real with some of the guys, even myself. So definitely any way I can help him out there, throughout the season. The thing I love about it, is me and him have a great relationship that we can be honest to each other and we only want what's best.
Mr. Chatterbox.
Hey, that counts as
today.
Five. Wow.
Mind you, nothing over 20 yet.
When you reflect on that and your father is done and the legacy that you've been trying to build, just how incredible is that?
It's cool. It's very cool. Kids are getting older, so they're starting to understand it too. So it just makes it even more exciting.
Oh my
God! Oh, he's gonna cook this one.
Yeah.
Por primero olvidar todo lo que pasó el año pasado y todos somos nuevos.
Del
jefe, del entrenador, todo y vamos a empezar mañana.
Oh, what was it? It was like 9.8.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Did you start at the? Are you sure you started at the right time? I got it all. Pause.
Because I was getting ready.
There's only so much that Doug can do taking over midseason. Zach can do being implemented.
He don't want to listen.
Having a full training camp, a summer, and then preseason to work together. How big of a difference do you expect that to make?
I'm excited. The coaches have been working. The biggest thing was we needed a training camp or whatever it was, so I'm excited now that we start tomorrow and really start getting to learn this new offense, these new defensive schemes, and see how it's going to benefit everyone.
Let's go, 15.
We need one more, right?
Yeah. Come on, Domas.
Are you
get us out of here, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, Domas.
Would you be in favor of it?
Yeah, of course. I think that would be a lot of fun,
Oh, no.
And, I feel like guys will compete, if I go, I'll definitely compete, no matter what the game is. And
wrap it up!
It's definitely excited, it's come more globally, for sure.
Let's go.
Now you all talkative all of a sudden.
13.8.
Now you all talkative. A whole off season goes by. Now you just want to be a little chatterbox.
13.8 for the win. Let's go, Domas. Let's go.
Easy money right there.
Hey, well, okay.
You got to wait mid-season for the 10 seconds or less, bro. He's already pissed off.
How long would the answer be if you cut out the
No, that's all part of the game.
Nah, and I got questions about the clock.
No, it's like the same
thing. I got questions about the clock.
What, you think they needed me in Dallas last night? Is that what you're saying? Hey, Michael Irvin was mad, too. He's like, hey, the hell is wrong with you? That should be zero.
But it wasn't. All right, here's the rest of Domas. No stakes now. I guess we just have to listen to Domas talk.
We also have Sarich, and those guys, you know, bring
all take all 10 seconds or less now.
Different characteristics to the team, you know, and I'm excited. You know, we're going to battle it out throughout training camp.
Last year, a three-point percentage for you skyrocketed. The volume went up. Are you expecting even another level with that, or are you happy with where it was?
Yeah, of course. You know, I shot a pretty good level. I think it was like two or something attempts, you know, so the goal is to get those attempts higher, and what I worked on was basically having a quicker release, you know, so I just feel more comfortable getting them up.
Do you want to get back to the DHOs or a lot of the two-man game, especially with yourself, DeMar, yourself, Zach LaVine? Just, has that been an emphasis on this group?
You know, the offense, we've only got little things throughout the summer, so we don't know the full package, you know. You know, I was used differently towards the end of the year, and hopefully this summer, you know, what we've talked about is that we're going to try and focus on other ways where we can involve everybody.
Good. We make a Malik's kind of situation, having to be, you know, sort of the subject of like some speculation over the summer, and now to come back. And
It's definitely, you know, not fun, you know, especially a guy who loves Sacramento like Malik does. You know, I love him here, and but he's been nothing but a true pro. You know, guys have been coming in early, working together, you know, and he's been here every day and showing his face, and you know, he's ready.
What a disgusting display.
Disgusting.
That's harsh.
Absolute disgusting display from DeMontis Sabonis right there.
Now I'm going to have to go back and actually listen to the things he was saying.
Still didn't actually have an answer over 20 seconds?
No. That would be blasphemy. He ain't doing that. You know, once again, I've talked about how I'm a mark for like these, you know, these docuseries and the SEC and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and stuff. And I don't know, media day vibes seem up.
Yeah.
Are they ever down? Here's the interesting thing. Maybe they never were down, but everything around the Kings was so down.
Yeah.
That we thought that, we didn't even think anything. Maybe we just projected, oh, yeah, Domas hates it here, and Malik is going to be miserable because of the trade stuff, and Keon's pissed off about what happened, and we just thought everything was down. Maybe they never were.
We're just judging off vibes, but it feels kind of like today was kind of like they let a sigh of relief out or let a breath out, just whatever the chaos that was going on last year just kind of, all right, kind of cleared that out. Now it's a fresh start.
All right, we'll come back. We'll hear from DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine as well.
There we go.
Steve the 1KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, as promised, DeMar DeRozan today at Media Day.
He gets a full training camp, a summer to implement new things. What do you think that's going to unlock for him and for you guys?
I think it's just give us what we needed. You know, last year was one for the books for me. There's so much stuff from start to end. Just be honest with you, it was just a lot of that was going on that, you know, internally we tried to fight through as players, and I can only imagine from a coaching staff, and you know, with so much change from the front office. Y'all know it was a lot going on. But we, you know, with the guys that was here, we still try to manage to make some out of it, you know. And from that moment on, when things started to change, I knew if we had, you know, we had the opportunity to be under Doug and see Doug's vision and have a training camp with Doug, with the players we needed, you know, we could do something, you know. And we didn't have that, you know, last year because so much stuff happened. So I think this time around, you'll see a much different team.
Training camp hasn't even started yet, but have you already noticed kind of that reset and the difference from chaos of last year?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. No. It's not nobody's fault. We all have issues internally with our jobs and everything, and sometimes you got to learn how to pivot and maneuver through that, you know, and I think that's just what it was, you know, just call it what it was. Last year just was internally a show, you know, and this time around we got a chance to make right of the wrongs that kind of happened.
Debo, how did you get to remove yourself from that dark cloud going into an offseason and then finding like optimism or at least encouragement of what's around you?
Yeah, you don't realize what you really in until you get away from it. You know, like sometimes when you're in a relationship, you got to get out of a relationship to realize who you are. You know, I think for me, like. Once the off season hit, I kind of just took some time to myself and kind of, because I'm a real optimistic person. So sometimes you may not see reality in the moment. And, you know, when I got after the season ended, I kind of just took a moment and, you know, just realized from, you know, look myself in the mirror from the standpoint of how I felt and the weight that I was carrying from a negative perspective all season that allowed me not to be myself. And I just tried to take a different approach this summer going into this moment, even talking with the guys, working out with the guys this summer, you know, seeing their approach, you know, the hunger, also reading all the bull that media writes about us. You know what I mean? You kind of just find a different recharge that you need to, you know, get ready for the next challenge. So,
in light of that, was there, because of all those feelings, was there ever a time you thought, I'm not going back here? I mean, are you surprised you're still here?
Nah, I didn't. That was never a thought. I always wanted to come back, and like not once have I questioned if I would be back or not. I always just wanted to give, you know, what I came, give the fans in this organization what I came here to do, and that's to win. You know, and you know, I carry a lot of that negative stuff when, you know, things went wrong last year and we didn't make it, you know. So this time around, just feeling recharged, rejuvenated, and, you know, remotivated to, you know,
make those things happen.
Speaking of the media,
Doug and Scott, he's in New York, concerns, you know, coming off, you know, last season, going into.
I mean, my point of view, and vice versa. I know they point of view, and you know, it was a team thing and working together and having one common goal, and that's to come in here and compete and win and put the best possible product out there to give us the best, you know, opportunity to win.
Speaking of media BS.
A lot of changes made to the roster, so you come in with relatively the same. How would you say you're excited to get a second shot?
I'm extremely excited, man. Extremely excited. I know from my standpoint, and I know from all these guys, but I worked my ass off this year. So I'm overly excited for this season, to you know, training camp. I'm looking forward to training camp tomorrow, preseason. I'm looking forward to every single thing this year. You know, I think last year I didn't have that full feeling, you know, and with me being a leader of this team, you know, unconsciously I could have carried a lot of that into, you know, the gym you know, I could have been better from that standpoint. So I think this time around, for myself personally, I know my approach and what it will be, and to carry the rest of these guys on.
Jamar, you saw the chaos of last season. How do you see that coming and nip it in the bud before it becomes a bigger situation like it did last year?
I mean, it started this summer. You know, a lot of us was in the gym working out. You know, a lot of guys, most of the guys came to L.A., worked out. You seen Dennis go out there, lead his country to, you know, to a medal, to MVP. You know, you see guys working, and now we have that whole foundation to come in here tomorrow, starting training camp the next couple of weeks, and kind of lay the, you know, foundation of who we want to be for the rest of the season. So with that there, we already ahead of the curve than what we was last year.
Speaking of media BS outside of here, right, they don't have you very high in terms of what you guys are going to end the year. Does that motivate you at all?
Yeah, hell yeah. It motivates me, for sure. I hate, you know, yes, it motivates me, for sure. Like, I already done cussed too much today. I ain't gonna say too much, but yeah, it definitely pisses me off, and it's motivation, you know, and sometimes that's all you need, you know, and for me, that's what I need, to see something like that and, you know, ride with that.
DeMar DeRozan.
Everybody talking my language today, man.
Yeah,
there was a lot
there with DeMar. Hearing him talk about his approach to the season this year versus last year, I thought was pretty eye-opening. Him openly acknowledging his frustrations with what went on last year, and even acknowledging his frustration with what the perception of this basketball team is right now. I like guys being pissed off going into the season, especially now if Hassan Whiteside is pissed off, or Exhibit 10 guy number 2 is pissed off. That doesn't really do anything for anybody. But when DeMar DeRozan is pissed off, that has value 100%. To me. And, you know, I don't know who the leader of this basketball team is, but I have absolutely no problem if it's DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. And DeMar DeRozan, to me, is talking like someone who can lead this basketball team and who's willing to and eager to lead this basketball team.
I agree 100%, man. I don't want to say I don't like when somebody's asked that, and like, oh, it's just, you know, the media, you can't get caught up in that. Like, I understand that. I get it, and they're right when people say that to a certain degree. But I like when a guy like DeMar DeRozan says, yeah, I saw it all, and that pissed me off. Like, it motivated me. I didn't like it. You could see he was in a media scrum, and he had to catch himself to say, like, some of the words he really wanted to say from – you know, some of the things he said and some of the things he's heard about how people perceive the Kings, perceive him. And I like that. None of that obviously guarantees you that, you know, a team is going to just play great because they're motivated. Like, you got to actually execute some stuff. But, yeah, I like hearing that. I love hearing that. And I want to see if maybe they're able to draw off of that and use that as motivation and use that as fuel during training camp and into the season. Loved it.
A lot's going to be asked of DeMar this year. It goes back to the beginning of the offseason where we had a lengthy conversation where it almost as a joke, like it's a foregone conclusion, DeMar DeRozan is gone. Mm-hmm. And then Scott Perry came in, and then we just started hearing stuff about what Scott Perry was looking for, and it seemed to like quickly shift that DeMar seems to fit exactly what Scott Perry is looking for. I think Scott Perry likes DeMar DeRozan, and knowing what, like, I'd be very interested to know what their first interaction was like. Mm-hmm. Because knowing, having talked to Scott like a little bit, I feel like DeMar is exactly the type of person, individual, teammate, guy that Scott Perry wants on a team that he's leading.
Yep. Yeah. And same for Doug Christie. You know, it feels like DeMar DeRozan and Doug Christie would probably be on the same page when you talk about the type of individual and their approach to the game of basketball, their approach to leading, their approach to team building would be on par. Those three guys, I could see those three guys, Scott Perry, Doug Christie, and DeMar DeRozan, being aligned with each other. Just getting along, seeing the game the same way. And I feel that same way about like Malik Monk too, though. We talked about it earlier. Like, I don't think that there's an issue with DeMar and Malik. I'm not saying that to say what I'm about to say, but it's like, yeah, DeMar probably look at Malik like, yeah, this a guy I can ride with.
Yeah.
This a guy that I can go into the foxhole with on the basketball court and feel confident. So that's what kind of makes that perplexing, that, you know, by some reports, Malik isn't looked at as one of those guys. Mm-hmm. But going from what I heard from him, what I heard from Doug Christie, Scott Perry, DeMar DeRozan, I like how this group is feeling right now. I do. Once again, doesn't guarantee wins at all. But what DeMar just talked about, saying, yeah, I saw everything, I'm not happy with it, I love that.
I'm excited for this version. This feels like this feels like a clean slate. And I didn't realize going into last year that it wasn't, but it clearly wasn't. And it starts with Monty and Wes and Mike, trickles down to Mike, Herter, Duarte, and De'Aaron in that front office, incorporating DeMar into all of this. Like, there's so many, you know, there's so many different things that I guess we just didn't realize in the moment was creating the show that DeMar DeRozan referenced several times in that media scrum. Mm-hmm. That's all gone.
Yeah.
Right? Every aspect to that is gone. You started fresh with Doug. You can start fresh now with DeMar. You can start fresh with Zach LaVine, who showed up in February, you know, under difficult circumstances of his own. You know, you've got Domas here. You do have these situations with Keegan and Keon that are sort of lingering. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm being naive or dumb. I'm not worried about them.
I feel the same way.
Like, I feel like Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis are going to be kings for a while.
Right.
So I feel like you have the chance to start this season maybe with a chip on your shoulder, but most importantly, with a completely clean slate.
Yeah. And that seems to be something, like, you saw the same thing maybe that you did. Seems to be refreshing for some of these guys in the locker room. You know, whatever went on, and I'm not here to blame anybody or point fingers at anybody. Whatever went on last year in that locker room behind the scenes, it wasn't anything that anybody enjoyed. Whether it's the people who aren't here anymore, the players that are still here, it was a mess, according to the things that we've heard from them. So, like you talk about clean slate,
yeah.
Something different. That seems to be something that they seem to appreciate going into this training camp.
Yeah, as James Hamm just snuck back into the building, he'll get logged in, and we'll talk to James about what he saw at Media Day and what his reaction to some of the things we've heard. And it didn't disappoint, you know, listening a little bit to Dennis. I really didn't hear anything Domas said, to be honest with you. I was just trying to hit the less on as many answers as I could. But listening to Scott, Doug, you know, Keon Keegan, DeMar having the scrum of the day did not disappoint.
Right.
Like, he absolutely did. And I think anytime someone is willing to say, yeah, man, it sucked. Like, that's the equity of a 35, 36 year old, 16 year vet. That's the equity of that individual being able to say, yeah, everything that it was all trash. Mm-hmm. It was a S show. As we bring in James Hamm, fresh from 16th Media Day.
Shout out to him
For our man James Hamm of the Insiders. We just played the DeMar DeRozan clip. Thanks for the heads up on
the profanity.
Yeah, Jesse did a great job of clipping that and turning it around for us. Let's start with DeMar. What did you think of what he had to say, his acknowledgement of everything that happened last year, and his obvious frustration on the way this team is viewed going into this season?
Yeah, I think the honesty was refreshing, right? Like, this has been a mess, and everybody knows it's a mess, and it's hard to, like, say something, you know, that, like, if he would have just said, you know, it's just one of those seasons, and, you know, kind of just blow it off, that would have been disingenuous. So I think it is refreshing how honest DeMar typically is. I was definitely, like, kind of caught off guard by him just, like, laying it out there, like, saying this is an S show. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yeah.
And then, you know, I think the funny thing is, too, you have Zach LaVine, you have DeMar DeRozan, both who spoke, and neither one of them had ever gone through a midseason trade, or even DeMar had never gone through a coach getting fired midseason, and he's entering his 17th season. And then, like, sort of the dichotomy when you see Dennis Schroeder come in, like, that dude's been traded 5 times in the last 2 seasons coming into this year. This is his sixth team in 2 seasons. And he just rolls with the punches. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, okay, mm-hmm. Like, this is life. And someone asked him about pressure, and he said, no, you know, pressure is having your dad pass away at 15 years old and having to figure out how you're going to help your family put food on the table. That's pressure. This isn't pressure. This is basketball. And so, like, I think it was an interesting way that we saw, again, the moment from DeMar I thought was great. It was, like, the frustrations, all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, what did you do to make it better? Like, if you're a 16-year vet at that point and things are going sideways, somebody's got to step up and say something. And I felt like last season was a whole bunch of, like, people saying not it. You know, it's not it. It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, no, it's all of your fault. Like, you can't, you have to get on the same page. You have to be adults in the room. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play basketball. And the fact is that that team as a whole, as a group, not one individual, they went 40 and 42, and that's not good enough. And so I hope that, you know, he got away from the game. He took a break. Cleared his head. He didn't want to tell us exactly how he cleared his head, because I don't know, like, he was very cryptic about that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I hope that he does come back with sort of a clean slate, and with the idea that, you know, next time you see something, like, see something, do something, see something, say something. Like, when you see the thing going off the rails, call a players only meeting. Call, you know, sit down with players that respect you greatly because you're one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game, and try to stop whatever's happening well before it gets to the point where you're just spiraling out of control as a franchise. And so I don't know. I enjoyed listening to him and his honesty, but at the same time, it's like, okay, like there, nobody was clean. Nobody's hands were clean last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Sure.
Like, you know, I don't think there's anyone that, except for maybe Keon Ellis, who just went out there and played his mind out of his mind every single time he got on the court. Besides that, everybody had some sort of issue with something. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's life. It's basketball.
Yeah. I don't know. I just heard him speaking about what last year was like. You know, I didn't, not saying that you said this or anybody else did, but I didn't hear him pointing fingers or anything like that, or saying it was anybody's fault, or saying he was without blame or anything. He was just as in general, it was a mess. You know, it was a mess, and you know, trying to make sure that you learn how to deal with something like that moving forward. And I've been in locker rooms and on teams where, you know, it's just a bad season, mm-hmm. and you just can't really get out of the way. And to a certain degree, you just want the season to be over. Like that's what would fix everything. The season's over, and then I can take a step back and figure out how to go about the next season or the next time I'm in that situation. But while you're in it, it just seems like there's no way to get out of it. And that might have been what went on for a lot of guys last year. It's like
hamster stuck on the wheel.
Yeah, we're stuck here. No players only meeting, no pep talk, no cursing out is going to get us out of this right now. Or at least that's how it feels. And you just don't necessarily always know what to do. And sometimes just getting away from that environment, getting away from that season is what's needed. And hopefully that's what happened with some of these guys in the locker room.
Yeah, I hope so too. Like, look, I think, you know, there's possibility here that I'm slightly jaded by the fact that Doug is the 10th head coach I've covered, and that this front office, I think, is the 5th front office I've covered. Like, and I don't even want to talk about how many players. I mean, when Keegan Murray said, I think I have the second longest tenure on this team behind Domas. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's just jarring. He's entering his 4th NBA season. Mm-hmm. And he came in the same time that Malik came in. So, you know, there's a couple of them with that same amount of time. But just watching, you know, watching last season unfold, it was by far the most disappointing season that I've covered, mm-hmm. just because there was so much, you know, like expectation coming into the year. And, you know, you can't go from last media day, DeMar DeRozan talking about how that team can make it to the Western Conference Finals to, you know, where they ended up, which was, you know, just abysmal. And realistically, I think it also, it adds another layer to how impressive it was for Doug Christie to finish 27 and 24, because that whole thing was a mess. You know, not only did you fire your head coach, you traded your best player, you brought in other players that may or may not want to be there, and just the whole thing is spiraling out of control. And to just be able to put your arms around everybody and say, hey, let's ride out the storm together. You know, Doug kept saying he's trying to fix a plane in the air. Mm-hmm. I get it, but realistically, it felt more like somebody who was holding a giant umbrella over a group of people and just trying to save them and hold them together just to get through a season. And normally when you see that, because look, I've covered the Tyrone Corbin season where he goes 7-21 after Mike Malone gets fired and George Karl comes in and just gets ran over like everybody else. Like when things go bad, they typically go really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, Doug was at least able to hold the group together and get them through the final 51 games and find some success. I mean, again, it's not just that Mike Brown gets fired, which again, DeMar DeRozan had never been through that at all. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially for me, who's been through it like I don't know how many times I've watched a coach get fired.
Lamar been in the league as long as you have.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And every single time that you see a coach getting fired, you know what's coming. And you're like, oh boy, this is awkward. Yeah. Right? Except for maybe Michael Malone. That was one that kind of popped up out of nowhere. But I'm hoping that they move forward because, like, yeah, that was a chaotic, like, disastrous season with assistant coaches leaving and just like everything is going wrong. But the fact that they didn't just fold up shop and finish with 32 wins or something is pretty impressive.
Anything else? We listened to Scott, Doug. We'll start with Scott. Scott he doesn't really tip his hand in terms of, you know, what he's thinking, how he feels. Keegan and Keon both didn't seem to sweat where they're at with their contract situations too much. Probably the right thing to do on media day. I was just telling Casey as you were walking in, I'm not concerned about those two. I feel like they're going to be Sacramento Kings for a while, for a long time. Is that thinking out of line? Like, is there a reason to believe that they won't be? Like, I think they're both going to be Kings moving forward.
Yeah, I really hope that they are. To be honest, I think Keegan Murray gets his contract extension by whatever. I think it's October 31st. I think that'll happen, right? But I don't know about Keon. Like, Keon, I believe they have all season long to work something out, right? And even right now, like, there were some rumors that they couldn't wait. They had to wait 6 months or whatever. I do not believe that that is the case. And everyone that I've talked to who's in the know usually says, no, that's not the case, right? So I do think that there's a way in which he can get an extension now. I hope it gets done because he's the one that you really have to worry about. I mean, Keegan can play out next season and then he can play out this season and he can play out the entire next season and then be in the Jonathan Kuminga situation 2 years from now where we sit right now. So I'm not so much worried as much as I am like, hey, probably should just get that done. Like, whatever the number is, like, come to a conclusion and get it done, because what we're watching right now is a cautionary tale. Like, whether it's Grimes or it's Kuminga or whoever it is, like, this has been a disaster for all restricted free agents.
Yeah.
If you have a team offering you $100 million, you should probably take it in today's market, because this is not at all comfortable what's happening with these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you, we were talking about listening to some of these guys, and it just kind of felt like maybe a weight had been lifted off these guys, getting away from the team and the franchise for the summer and coming back a little rejuvenated, it felt like, and a little focused. Did you get that same feeling, or was it just typical media day, hey, everybody's in a positive mood?
I think everybody comes in like the same way the fans look at every season. Like, you don't walk into a season just thinking, oh, man, we're going to be horrible.
These fans do.
Well, yeah, but I mean, fans can talk that way, and what you hear out in, you know, on social media stuff is like the noisy minority, right? The majority of fans, like every single year, look and go, okay, we're going 82-0 until we lose one. You know, that's like a standard fan thing that you know hope springs eternal. And so I do think this is like a standard media day. I'm surprised there's as many players that are back from last year's roster just because of how poorly things went and how kind of sideways things went. But like it does feel like just kind of the standard fare. You know, you got a couple of guys that are new. Dario Saric was an interesting character. I haven't met Dario Saric before. And like every single time someone asked him a question, it was like a minute and a half later, he was done talking. Like, whoa, Dario likes to talk, and he just felt like his experience last year in Denver was just bad and kind of like, you know, like, I don't know how else to, he didn't feel like he was really given an opportunity. He said like two games into the season, he was out of the rotation, and then he just sat there the whole time, and he's like, and then how are you supposed to go back when you haven't played for 3 months and everybody else is playing every day? And then all of a sudden they like, hey, you're going to be back in the rotation. It's like, okay, like, what do you want from me? Like, he's like, it's not like I wasn't working out, but there's a difference between being in basketball shape and being in NBA basketball shape. It's like, so that was difficult. Like overall, like, it's just, again, I think like Domas, I thought was super honest about sort of the chaos and the relationship with Doug. And I asked him about, like, is there a possibility that like your relationship can help bridge the gap between player and coach, and that players that might have issues, or if he needs an honest mirror to look into, you can give him that. And yeah, he was like, yeah, I think so. So yeah, I mean, again, I think it was your pretty standard media day overall.
Well, that's fine. It's still fun.
No, it is.
Started the basketball season. It's a good look. I'm anxious to catch up on some of the other media days. We didn't play Draymond's clip. Yeah. It doesn't look like Kawhi talked very long about aspiration, but I'm definitely curious to hear Kawhi Leonard address that today. But we did. The only one we didn't play was Zach LaVine. Any thoughts on Zach LaVine and anything he may have said today? He kind of came into the situation. He came into the Sacramento Kings situation. Obviously, you fired your head coach already. You're working in with the new head coach. Now you're trading your star player. You know, the guy who you thought was the franchise. You're getting him out of here, and you're still trying to figure out a whole bunch of things as he's coming in. That's all on the professional side. He's obviously dealing with things on a personal side, as he had, you know, a baby like days before he was traded. And, you know, so he kind of came into a jumbled mess on multiple fronts last season. Anything he say today stand out to you?
No, I think it's interesting because Zach LaVine is such an incredible offensive player that he just kind of like exudes confidence when it comes to basketball. And then on the other side, you know, he's talking about his 11th or 12th NBA season, and it's almost like he's ready to learn how to play defense. I just find it like really interesting the way that he kind of approaches stuff. Well, yeah, you know, I'm excited to learn. And it's like, man, you've spent a lot of time in the league not doing it. Like you've got to, so it's got to be, you know, like it's not one individual player that's an issue as much as it is like knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and trying to help each other out and play to those strengths, which I got. But I also feel like, you know, somewhere along the way, Zach just kind of like it clicked in and he got it. Like, in order to be efficient, I have to do this. In order to be a basketball player who gets a bunch of money, this is what I have to do. And if you're talking about with the Kings, like, in order for him to play 35 minutes a night or 34 minutes a night, whatever it might be, he's going to have to play defense or Keon Ellis is coming for his minutes. And I don't think that that's, you know, that's Doug Christie's way is like, you're going to play defense. Like, I asked him about getting up the 53 point shots, right, that they wanted last year. Mm-hmm. And he just laughed. He said, here you are talking offense. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is about defense, defense, defense. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But like, how are you going to take a bunch of people that don't play defense and make them play defense? I get it. You haven't changed the roster all that much. So, yeah, I think we're in for an interesting season because I think there is like an openness to embracing what's happening from the players, and that's cool, but it's got to last for 82 games. It can't be like, this is great today, and 2 weeks from now when the when preseason starts, you're like, oh boy, like they don't get it. And then 2 weeks into the season, you're like, oh, they still don't get it. A month into the season, it's like, oh boy, like where are we going with this mess? And so I'm hoping there is carryover and that the voices in the room are going to be loud enough to withstand this thing.
To be fair to this group that's kind of coming back and playing on this team that was there last year, I don't know. There was a game or two, like the ones that stand out off the top of my head were the Warriors game in Golden State, where it was just really bad. They might have had another one. But this group didn't, like, quit at any point.
And we're not going to.
No.
We're not going to quit.
No. We're not quitters.
Shout out, Alvin.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't. I don't think we ever looked at them and said, this team is just checked out on Doug Christie or on each other.
Sure.
They may have been overmatched. It might not have been a good mix or anything else like that. But I thought they gave everything they had for that entire season last year. You know, even down to, like, we go to towards the end of the season. Remember, they were playing the Clippers. Clippers had won X amount of games out of X amount of games. And DeMar had that chance to win the game late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Mavericks game just kind of snowballed on them in the play-in. But we didn't see some teams quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get that vibe from these guys, man. So I don't know if – I hope that's just a sign of the way these guys approach the game of basketball and professionalism, that we don't even have to worry about that. Like, there is a level of being bought in to what's being asked of them to do. Can they execute it? That's a whole nother conversation. Are they a good enough team, talented enough team, good enough to beat better? That's something different. But their approach and coming out here and being professional and not giving up on each other, the coach and everything that's going on, I would say that's not something that I expect to see from this group.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like, I never really felt like we did get to that point. You know, like I use a term. I'm not gonna say we, like the collective. I don't think all of us do, but like a one-legged ass kicking contest, right? That term, and you're thinking, oh, okay, like that. It's funny, right? But then if you really think about it, like, how do you try to kick somebody with one leg? And you're like, okay. It starts to make sense, right? You're like, okay, that it's extremely difficult. That's what it kind of felt like last year's season was. It's like, there are reasons why that team was bad. They did not have like any time to gel, any time to like get together as a collective. They were in a sprint to the finish line and they did not have the necessary pieces to be in that sprint. Did they make it to the finish line? Yeah, they made it to the finish line. Could they have actually made the playoffs? sure. Like if something would have gone different in the play-in game, but that doesn't change the fact that they were like ill-equipped to deal with what was happening on so many levels. They didn't have enough shooting. They didn't have enough length and athleticism. They didn't have enough, you know, like this and that. They lost half their coaching staff. Like there were a lot of reasons why that team like failed. And like we can say excuses or, you know, like I Paul Westphal used to say this, there are excuses and there are reasons. And like some people just want to say, well, that's an excuse. And it's like, or is it a reason? There's a reason why that team wasn't successful. Like you can't just shake up an entire roster. You can't take your identity piece that you built your franchise around for almost 8 years, remove him from the equation and think that everything's going to be okay. You built the team around one guy. He's like Keegan Murray's best friend on the team. He's Malik Monk's best team a friend on the team. Like, how do you replace that? And the answer is you don't on the fly. You're going to lose. And like as soon as moves happen, that's where you just have to throw all expectations out the window. And so I do think they did the best they could. And like, look, there's a possibility that this team is way better than we think they are, that they catch lightning in a bottle, that they figure out how to support each other the right way, that they play defense like Doug's asking them, and they find an offense that is good enough to get them through. There's also a possibility that, like, mechanically there's no way for this to be successful because you don't have enough of X, Y, and Z, and you're walking into the season once again in a one-legged ass-kicking contest.
That would shock the hell out of me. If there was no way for them to be successful, that would surprise me more. I would be far more. I think this was a Kyle Madsen question one time. I'd be far more surprised if they won 35 games than if they won 50. Far more surprised. I just can't wrap my brain around this roster. Now, I get the idea of individuals versus a team. I understand that. That concept is not lost on me. I just really struggle believing these individuals can't make a team. Especially with the acquisition of Dennis. Like I just can't, I can't compute that. And maybe I'll have to sit through an entire season and just be wrong. And maybe it won't be fun, and maybe it'll be as bad as everyone thinks. But I've seen 35-win teams in this city on far too many occasions, and I cannot believe that this is one.
I hope not.
I mean, everything was awful last year, and I think this roster is better.
Yeah, tell me if I've got this wrong a little bit, and I know we got to go, but do you mean to tell me this team is going to be like five games better than those DeMarcus Cousins teams?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Those teams were awful.
Yeah.
No talent.
Great stuff, James. I'm glad you were able to get out there and take part in your 16th media day. I'm excited that practice is underway, and we'll be tapping in with James every day sometime in the middle of the show because he'll be out there at practice. And we've got a lot to make up for tomorrow. We did not talk about anything.
No, that's cool.
That happened. Well, other than that, we talked about that. So we can put that aside, and we'll get all caught up tomorrow, man, with Kings practice getting underway here. So we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings! Light the beam!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.